Hello everyone, this is Jared Houle with the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, Billy Brim Ministries, Paramount in the Ozarks, and my grandmother's out this week and I'm in replace of her. I have Reverend,
yeah, sure.
Josh Radford and Pastor Cass Hill from New Life Christian Center in Northwest Arkansas. Yesterday, it was just a wonderful day. We were kind of talking about abiding in the Father and His love, and the presence is where you hear His voice, is in His presence and spending time in that presence. Joshua, Pastor Cass, you go ahead and we'll just follow up and whatever you want to start with.
Well, we ended yesterday with talking about you hear God in His presence. When you abide in Him, like it says in John 15, when you abide in Him, His words abide in you. You shall ask what you will, and it shall be done for you. And you'll be able to know the will of God by abiding in Him. One of the ways that we abide in Him is we worship. We worship. We can corporately worship. We can privately worship. Our life can be a worship. But when you start to worship Him, the word worship really means to depend fully on. Depend fully on, depend, totally depend on Him, yeah, prostrate before the Lord. That doesn't necessarily mean you have to lie down every time you worship, but prostrate in your heart,
right.
just laying down so God can do everything that He wants to do.
Like surrender?
Total surrender, yeah. That's it, total surrender. And that's what you do, you know, if you ever seen a war movie or a police movie, you'll see some, get down on the ground, and the person has to get down and put their hands out and get down on the ground. That's so they know that there's no danger of that person hurting them because they're flat out on the ground. You can't do anything from the ground. And that's the way we surrender. And there's no way for us to do anything else but let God does what He does. You know, I like to say this to, you know, me and my son. He's only 8 years old, but, you know, he's in some of our meetings and sees people going out in the Spirit. And I say to him, God has to put you out to get something in you. So God puts you out to get something in you. And we lay before the Lord in a prostrate state in our heart and in our spirit so He can get something in us. The more surrender, the more He can get in.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
The more he can get in. You know, many times in the Word of God, it'll say, and they fell at His feet. They fell at the feet of Jesus. Actually, in Revelation, this is what it says in Revelation, when after John had said, you know, I've been wrapped in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard a voice speaking to me, and Jesus started to give John who He was and the plan for John's life. In verse 17 of chapter 1 of Revelation, it says, and when I saw Him, I fell at His feet as though I was dead. But He put His right hand on me, saying to me, do not be afraid, I'm the first and the last. And so He started to minister to him. He started to minister to him. When, you know, a lot of people say, well, why do people fall out in the Spirit? Why do people, you know, what's all that about? Where people, you know, can't even, you know, you get such, the Holy Spirit starts to move in such a way that you can't even stand up, or you can't even, what's that? Why is that even necessary? Well, that's the operating table of the Lord. I like to call it the Holy Ghost anesthetic. You know, so God touches you. He touches you in a powerful way so He can get a truth into you, so He can get something into you. And when we fully give all that we got and we fully surrender to the Lord that He can minister to us, He can do something in our lives. But when we are living and when we are trying to do something ourselves, mm-hmm. he can't do anything for us. Right. So full surrender. I think that's what the theme, that's what the Lord's speaking to me today as we're sharing with the people here. Full surrender, fully surrender, fully surrender in worship, fully surrender your life, fully say, Lord, I fully surrender my whole life to you. And watch God start to speak to you when you start to fully surrender your life.
That's good.
Pastor Cass, is the Lord speaking to you something along these lines?
Sure. You know, I think worship is it's one of my favorite things, and it is a place of surrender, as you're saying. It's a place of just loving God and expressing our love, pouring our heart out to Him. And in John chapter 4 and 23, Jesus said, true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship Him. And I think that's so powerful because it says true worshipers, and that's what I want to be. And I believe a surrendered worshiper is a true worshiper, one that says, God, I understand your spirit, and I'm going to worship you out of my spirit. I'm going to worship you with my innermost being because I want to connect with you. I want to know you. I want to know your plans, your purposes, but I want to know your person. I want to know who you are. And as we do that, I see that it brings the victory in our life. It brings us close to God. We start to see things we didn't see, hear things we've never heard. And so worship is such an important key to our life and encountering God and experiencing God. And one of my favorite parts here, it says God is seeking those worshipers, true worshipers. It's one thing for you to seek God. It's another thing when God starts to seek you. And that's what happens when we truly start to worship God with a surrendered heart, loving Him, exalting Him, saying, Father, I just want to be close to you. You created me to be close to you, and that is my heart's desire. God is going to work in and through that person. He's going to find you where you are, and He's going to do some amazing things in and through your life.
Yeah, that's good.
So yesterday we spoke about God's plan in the Word of God. Mm-hmm. It's found in the Word of God. When we read Psalm, one of my favorite psalms here, Psalm 25, verse 4, show me your ways, O Lord, teach me your paths. So you can find God's will, God's plan in His Word. And today we're seeing how out of a life of worship, God can start to speak to you.
Yes.
You can find God's plan out of a life of worship. You know, you're not, some people say, well, I don't know if I'm worthy enough to come to God. I don't know if I'm worthy enough to worship God. I don't know that I can get there. Well, Jesus invited the woman at the well who had had five husbands, and the man that she was living with was not even her husband. He invited her to be forgiven of her sin, be healed, be delivered from her situation, and come and worship. Come and worship. You know, the thief on the cross, I believe he said, today you're going to be with me in paradise. So he was worshiping God in paradise right after he was a thief on the cross.
Well, yeah,
you can just go through every one.
It's, you know, the Old Testament, it was always don't draw near. They couldn't or they'd die. Mm-hmm. But the New Testament is come boldly.
Yeah.
Hebrews 10:19. Come boldly to the throne.
Yeah,
come boldly. He tells us it's a command. Draw near with confidence in the blood. Draw near. Not based upon feelings or inadequacies or any condemnation of the flesh, but by confidence in the blood of Jesus.
I think what we're saying today is it's time to worship.
Yes.
It's time to worship God with everything that we are. And when you worship Him, His voice becomes clear.
Right.
His voice becomes clear. His voice starts to be magnified or amplified in your spirit. There's many times when I'm in a worship service or I'm in a corporate worship setting or even privately, but a lot of times I'm in a corporate worship setting, God will start to speak to me. I'll get my devices to take notes, and I'll start taking notes because the voice of the Lord will start to speak to me in such a way. As I worship, as I start to sing worship to God, start to sing in the Spirit, start to sing a psalm, a hymn, a spiritual song to the Lord in worship, all of a sudden his voice will start flooding me. And what that, and you know, John also says in Revelation, he says, I heard a loud voice, a loud voice like a trumpet behind me, And then he talks about the voice of Jesus again, and he says, his voice is the sound of many waters. Mm-hmm. And when you worship God, the rain of his presence starts to come on you, and that's his voice. And he starts to speak all types of wonders to you, all types of things to you, all types of plans to you. There's many times in the time of worship where I'll get a whole plan for the year. I'll get a plan for all types of things. I'll get a plan for a message. I'll get a plan for the next few months. I'll get all sorts of things laid out. I can almost see, you can see with the eye of faith when you start to worship God. When you get your attention on him.
The complete surrender.
Yeah, when you get your attention on heaven, he starts to get his attention on you. And when you put him first, he puts you first. And as much as you show to him, he shows to you, and he starts to the plan of God starts to be unpeeled and unveiled, and it's powerful. So we're encouraging you, live a life of worship. Get your place in a place of worship.
That's right. It's good. And, you know, I want to go back what Josh was saying about not feeling worthy. And I see that many times people, they come into the church or just in life, and they don't feel like I can worship God. And that's where we have to come back to the Word of God and understand who we are in Christ.
Right.
That we understand that the Bible says, "For he made him, Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus." And when we understand what Christ has done, that in that temple, veil was ripped from top to bottom. I mean, God ripped that thing where we can enter the Holy of Holies. And today, I want you to know that you are the righteousness of God. You are a new creation in Christ. You are God's workmanship in Christ Jesus. And he's prepared good works for you to walk in. So I want you to know that you can come into that place of worship that Reverend Josh is speaking about, and come into that place of knowing God and allowing God to fix your heart on him and on the very purpose that he has created you for. And so just be encouraged today and press into that place of worship and let God start to seek after you and encounter his presence, and your life will never be the same again.
And we just thank you, Lord, for that. We thank you that it's by faith, that it's not by feelings. And we thank you that we have the word and we obey and then we receive. That's the greatest part in prayer. When it feels cold, I know by faith in the word that I come boldly. And what's a way that anyone who's listening right now can reach out to both of you guys if they want to check out your church, Pastor Cass, in Northwest Arkansas, or Josh? And
well, they can check out our ministry at revivallife.net, or just go to joshradford.com, and we'll go to the same place, and you can find out where we're going to be and scheduling. And actually, we're going to be at Prayer Mountain.
Yeah, third Sunday, and it's September 21st, third Sunday of September
at 21st 3
at 3 p.m. online at billybrim.org.
Yeah, it's going to be a powerful time.
Yeah, well, we're excited.
So we're going to be in this
area. And you'll be getting back from Israel?
Yes, I'm going to Israel.
So you'll have a lot.
Pastor John Hagee.
You'll have a lot to say.
I hope so.
And Pastor Cass, if they wanted to, your website, if
yes,
they wanted to contact you.
New Life Christian Center, it's just nlcc.tv.
Well, guys, thank you guys for being here. We just thank you, Father, for what you have to say, and the individuals that are here to listen, that they hear this and know this from the Holy Spirit, not just by man's intentions. And this has been the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. If you want to reach Billy Brim Ministries by website, it's billybrim.org. Our phone number is 417-336-4877. And if you have any questions, you can just reach us there. And as my grandmother always says, shalom, shalom.